You're listening to SBS News.
It was News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst's report on the Australian Signals Directorate's attempt to broaden its powers to spy on Australians without their knowledge that led to a police raid on her home. But now the Australian Signals Directorate is under the microscope. While being questioned by Independent Senator Jackie Lambie in Senate Estimates, the agency's Director General, Rachel Noble, confirmed they had already spied on Australians in the last year, invoking rare circumstances. Currently, the ASD is prohibited by legislation from producing intelligence on Australian persons, except in rare circumstances, and only then under the authority of a ministerial authorisation, which it has sought in an unspecified number of cases.
Have any of those rare circumstances occurred in the last 12 months?
Yes.
How many times?
I would have to take that on notice, Senator.
Okay. Would you be able to tell me what those rare circumstances were or not?
In order to give you an example, I'd have to talk about classified.
Former intelligence analyst Andrew Wilkie says while the law has been used for years, it doesn't make it right.
As our governments have become more authoritarian, it's one more tool they can use. It's another reason why that sort of power really should rest at the order of a judge.
With Senate Estimates continuing this week, the government is also being quizzed about what support is being offered to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The whistleblower has been in London's Belmarsh prison since September, facing extradition to the United States on 17 espionage charges. He has the support of a number of parliamentarians from across the political divide, independent MP Andrew Wilkie having visited him in prison last month.
He's not actually charged with anything. He's basically just being detained facing an extradition trial. I think it's completely unreasonable.
Assange has also complained about his treatment, claiming he has been handcuffed, stripped naked, and had case files confiscated. Greens Senator Peter Whish-Wilson questioned Foreign Minister Maryse Payne about his treatment.
Do you believe that's fair treatment of an Australian citizen?
I understand that there has been an acknowledgement that an error was made in that matter.
Foreign Minister Maryse Payne raised her expectations about his treatment with the United Kingdom's Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab last month. But James Larson from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says the government is comfortable that Assange's case is being treated fairly.
We have no evidence to suggest that he is receiving treatment that is different from any other person in his circumstances.
The full extradition hearing resumes in May. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.